Thank you, and good morning. Eureka Police Department detectives continue the investigation into a shooting incident at the Econo Lodge on Tuesday that sent a 44-year-old man to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. A passing motorist called 911 shortly after the incident to report that two white male adults in their 20s were escaping the scene through a window from a room next door to the victim's room, carrying property in their arms, property that is believed to have been stolen. Detectives believe that the two men were then picked up on 5th Street by someone driving a red Mustang. It's suspected the shooting was related to drug sales activity, and detectives have recovered fingerprints and palm prints from the windowsill the suspects used to escape the motel. The victim survived his injuries and remains in the hospital. Anyone with information about the incident or the suspects is asked to contact Eureka Police. On May 26th, Eureka resident Raymond Anderson was reported to the Eureka Police Department as a missing person. Anderson had driven from Eureka to Reading to attend a Native Sons meeting, but failed to return home the following day. An extensive search of the route Anderson would have taken was conducted by members of the Native Sons, and a CHP helicopter conducted an air search along the route as well. In July, a Caltrans worker working alongside Highway 299 discovered a wrecked vehicle with human remains inside. Those remains were recovered, and although they were thought to be those of Anderson, a DNA test was scheduled and performed. The results of that DNA analysis confirmed the remains are those of Anderson, and his family has been notified of the latest developments. The Eureka City Council will meet in a special session tonight at 5 o'clock, and there is only one item on the agenda: to hold a public hearing and then vote on a measure that would ban medical marijuana clinics, cooperatives, and mobile dispensaries within city limits. The city, reacting to problems other counties and cities have faced after allowing such clinics, led to the development of the measure in an effort to save the city from costly litigation. Earlier this month, the Coastal Commission approved the Caltrans 101 Safety Corridor Improvement Project. Controversy was raised over the building of a stoplight on the highway, but CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey explains that Caltrans has the full support of the CHP.
We are supporting Caltrans proposals for the whole corridor project. So we are in support of the half signal there at Airport Road for northbound traffic, the overcrossing there at Indianola Cutoff.
Harvey went on to describe one way in which the highway could be altered to account for that new stoplight.
We're going to trust that Caltrans is putting enough due diligence into their studies. You know, but just that, you know, off the top of my head, I think if they gave us a big enough shoulder on the left-hand side to bypass that if we need to, that would probably be adequate for us.
The project is expected to be completed over the next 3 years. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Nelson Mandela has said that education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. Hi, this is Roland Richmond from HSU, and I'm an early literacy volunteer. Helping young children learn to read is a powerful way to help make a difference in our community. I'm busy, but few things can be more important than helping ensure our children are well prepared for their education in the future. For more information, please contact Jenny Bowen at 441-4552. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When residents go to vote in the November 5th election to fill 4 empty seats on the College of the Redwoods Board of Trustees, they will notice that the districts have changed as a result of redistricting. On March 16th, the board adopted redefined trustee areas, shifting 8 of the 9 boundaries based on population assessments conducted in 2010. Some areas face stiff competition, while others do not, as CR President Kathy Smith explains.
We have 3 people running in the Fortuna area, which is interesting and not like previous years. We did have, after the redistricting, we did have 1 area in Arcata that we put notices out that there was an open vacancy up there, and we did not get anyone to run for those.
Smith went on to describe how the board addressed the problem.
At this particular point, we could do 2 things. One is we could, as a board, appoint somebody from the area. And secondly, what the board has decided to do is to go from 9 trustees down to 7 trustees.
To determine the trustee area that you reside in, contact the county election office. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.